Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, if you guys are sick and tired of hearing this kind of stuff, I don't blame you. Apparently, one of the medical headlines today is the flu shots that I've been telling you all to get and your doctors have been telling you all to get. You've been spending money on. Apparently, the CDC is saying, well, the flu shots may not be a good match for this year's flu. Really? Excuse me? No. According to the CDC, a sampling of flu cases so far this season suggests that the current flu vaccine may not be a good match for the most common seasonal flu strain that is currently circulating the United States. So, usually we get it like 67%, right? Usually these flu shots only at about 67%. The U.S. Health Agency issued an advisory to doctors noting that flu virus samples that the agency took from October to November 22nd show that just under half, so that's kind of worse than it usually is, were a good match. Now, what is the current influenza A? It's the H3N2. Now, usually our flu shots are trivalent. They have influenza A, B, and then the H1N1. According to the CDC, flu activity has been low, but this is the time when it starts to increase, because this is when the weather's really crappy. This is when everybody is indoors, everybody's partying, kissing each other with mistletoe. Somebody brought me poinsettias yesterday, and people were trying to kiss me. I'm like, no, but those are poinsettias. You don't kiss by a poinsettia. There's poinsettias all over the place. Only kiss me if there's going to be mistletoe. Although apparently, I think it's against my licensing board for me to kiss my patient, so I can't. But don't be bringing poinsettias. You got to bring mistletoe if you want the kisses. But I like the poinsettias. I mean, the poinsettias are gorgeous, but that's not the kissing plant. The kissing plant is mistletoe. I still don't understand that. Why do you kiss underneath the mistletoe? I mean, does that bring you good luck? Does it make you fertile? I don't know. I want to look that up. I want to look up the history of kissing or making out or making a baby under mistletoe. I'll figure that out. Okay. According to the CDC, let me see. In past seasons, when the influenza A strain had mutated from the vaccine strain, flu shots were less effective. So I think what happened is the virus was like, wait a second. These guys don't know what the hell they're doing. Let's mutate. Flu seasons dominated by this particular strain, the H3N2, unfortunately tend to have high overall hospitalization rates, more flu-related deaths, especially among older people and very young children. This is more so as opposed to flu seasons, they say, dominated by H1N1 or the influenza B. Now, the CDC says the flu shots will still offer some protection. Remember, maybe 47% on the mark. So it may also help if you make antibodies. And the antibodies may not be... You guys understand the whole antibody thing? It's kind of like a lock and key, okay? The key is the bad guy, and your lock is supposed to envelop the bad guy type of thing. Kind of like a female and a male plug type of thing. Okay, so antibodies kind of work like that. Okay, stop the giggles. And so if you make an antibody to a virus, all right, it's nice if it's 100%, okay, to the backing of the virus or the body of the virus. That's how we talked about the killed vaccines. All right, a lot of our vaccines are the killed vaccines as opposed to the live attenuated. The killed vaccines have the structure of the virus, kind of like the key structure. So your antibodies kind of make the lock to envelop that key type of thing. Okay, a live attenuated virus is the virus in its very weakened form, so your body can still recognize the outer part of it, but hopefully it's too weak to do anything. right? So when your body makes these antibodies then are supposed to find and envelop or whatever. If you have a virus with a very similar body, then, you know, sometimes your antibodies can still help you, okay? The current seasonal flu shots, they say, will still protect against flu strains that have not mutated. So if you have the H3N2 that hasn't changed to anything more virulent, you're okay with your flu shot. Also, H1N1 and the B virus. So they say still take your flu shot, okay? But the CDC is stressing that doctors should be prepared to use the antiviral medications. And what kind of antiviral medications are out there? The Tamiflu and the Relenza. So if you guys get the flu, well, a lot of times we'll give you Tamiflu or Relenza. Tamiflu works at about works pretty quickly. It works good. They both work good. And they seem to help you fight a lot of the viruses. They don't really work well with herpes. Some of you guys will say, well, give me Tamiflu for shingles. No, with that, we got to use the acyclovir and the valacyclovir and the famvir and those types of antivirals. Some of you try to use your herpes medications when you get the flu. That doesn't work either. Now, a recent study from the Cochrane Review, it's a very respected research network, suggests that these medicines will shorten your flu symptoms. Now, by how long? Maybe about a half a day. So if you have flu symptoms usually for about 6 days, the antivirals are supposed to help you knock it down to 5.5. I've seen them work better, but that's probably on people where the flu is only going to have them down for about 3-4 days. They say there's not really a lot of good evidence that they really cut hospital admissions or lessen complications. Why wouldn't your antivirals work better than that? Because by the time you feel sick, by the time you realize you have the flu, that virus is, you know, full-blown assault. All right? It is already at its fullest, highest virility, pathogenicity, veracity, whatever else rhymes with itty. You get it? So if you start to take it when you're like, maybe I'm fluish. Problem is, we don't want you to do that. Those are expensive medications and it'll lead to resistance. So when you have big high fever and you can't move and you have body aches and you don't want to go to the doctor and you go to the doctor and the doctor gives it to you, you already have full blown, you know, virus load. So, you know, does it really help? Does it not? But we still give it to you. Okay? Because I think it still saves lives. But what I suggest is try not to get there in the first place. Again, the flu shot, not at its best or highest in terms of specificity this time around, but it happens, okay? You know, don't start smacking CDC, you know, employees, okay? It's not their fault. It happens. 1-877-DOC-TALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. I'm sorry, Don is working the dials. I got to really apologize, man. I'm still sick. I am having the worst tummy cramps. And have you guys ever had diarrhea? No, I know you haven't. I know you haven't because you haven't had the diarrhea like me. Okay, what happens is as you're inflamed, the bowel starts to dilate and swell. And it feels like it's tearing. And it feels like whatever pathogen you have lying in your colon is starting to eat into the wall and tear it up. Okay? Now, some of you are like, well, okay, is it dysentery? Is it cholera? Is it, I don't know what the hell it is, and I don't even care. Okay? All right? I mean, it's diarrhea. So you go to the doctor, you're like, what's going on? I'm bleeding, I'm pooping, I'm dehydrating, my bowel is hurting. Okay, now I'm the doctor. Now, let's say you come to me when I don't have diarrhea myself. So I'm like, la, 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 how are you? And I feel your tummy, and you're like, ow. And you're like, ow. Like, well, why are you hurting? Okay, well, your bowel is distended, your bowel is inflamed, the wall is dilated, you have inflammatory juices, some of the lining might be shed, so now you may have some more nerve exposure, and you're just an absolute mess. Now, yesterday, we had a bunch of people come in saying they were sick with tummy issues, and I'm like, oh, me too. Yo, look, feel my tummy right there. Feel me. Like, yeah, but I'm sick, doc. Can you check me out? No. Feel my tummy. See, do this. See, ow, see? I hurt, too. So after I spent about 15 minutes talking about myself, I decided to examine them. Now, one had appendicitis. Two had diverticulitis. And everybody else had what I had. So I don't know what's going on. I don't think it's food poisoning. Because I really don't eat much except like some Top Ramen. I've had Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. The milk's been fresh because the code date says December 13th. We try to get code dates on the milk, you know, greater than 2 weeks. I don't know how I have a December 13th milk if it's only December. What day is it? It's December 3rd. We bought that milk like 4 days ago. That's some long. That maybe they kept the cow in the fridge. I don't know. But anyway, so I don't know what it is. I was thinking about contacting the health department. I'm going to my doctor today because, I mean, it hurts. Now, you know, it could be appendicitis. But here's the thing. In order for me to tell if I have appendicitis, I think I could diagnose myself with appendicitis. But I need a CAT scan. Now, remember, I have health insurance that is under Obamacare. And my deductible is just a little bit too high for me to afford the CAT scan. So what I think I'm going to do is it's cheaper to just go to a surgeon and get the appendix taken out than for me to miss any more work and get the blood test of the CAT scan. Think about it. I could probably just go get it out and be done with it, but it's not my appendix. It's the poops. So anyway, I apologize if I don't sound as chipper as I usually am, because I don't feel good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I gotta be careful about going for surgery. Apparently there was a surgeon who has been disciplined for removing the wrong kidney. A California surgeon, I guess, has been placed on probation. Dr. Charles Coonan Strait, according to the Orange County Register and Fox News. He is a urologist that has had his license for 41 years. And I guess he was supposed to remove a cancerous kidney. He had relied on memory to decide which kidney to remove because he did not have access to the patient's complete medical records. Uh-oh. It happened in 2012. It was at Fullerton St. Jude Medical Center, and it was a 59-year-old federal inmate. The hospital now has been fined $100,000 because the CAT scans were left in an office on the day of the surgery. The inmate underwent a second procedure to have the cancerous kidney removed. An attorney representing Strait did not reply to a message seeking comment. Now, usually I tell you guys that if you're about to have a procedure, you write all over the body so the surgeon sees. You know, you write, not this one, and you do a punch of arrows over to the other side. You know, or you do a big star and a big asterisk and a big arrow, etc. And so you know, but if you're a federal inmate, I don't think you're allowed Sharpies. Or just because of the name Sharpie. So he probably couldn't write on his body. That's some scary stuff. Okay? I mean, I can't believe in this day and age this still happens. And then, where was the CAT scan results? Okay? Where were those? Now, many of you say, well, you see, it has to be electronic records. Okay? Things should be on electronic records. You're right. You're right. I think if we have an electronic medical system where I could be at any hospital and access medical records that were done at a doctor's office, that could probably eliminate errors. I agree. Okay? But nobody's on the same electronic medical record system. Nobody is. Nobody matches the VA versus the federal penitentiary system versus local city jails versus doctor's offices. Nobody's on the same. So it's not like you could just log on. And then where's the privacy? How do you make sure it's not going to get hacked? We are still so far behind in being able to access medical records safely and successfully that it's still not going to happen for a while. Unfortunately, you have CAT scans being locked in an office or the data being locked in an office. Nobody's sending it to where it needs to go. We're still using the fax machine like crazy. I can't tell you how many doctor's offices, everybody has their own electronic medical software, and I'm getting faxes of everybody's medical thing. So then I have to scan it into my system. It's ridiculous. Unfortunately, you have a person with their healthy kidney being removed. The next question is, doesn't a cancerous kidney look cancerous? Well, if it's really, really bad, yes. If the cancer is deep within the medullary system or the calyces, maybe not. You may not be able to see it on the outside. You see, unfortunately, you can't go in and take a slice, take a peek, going, nah, not that one. Okay, you don't do that. When you go into surgery, you want to spend as little time as possible with the person under. So you go in, and you go in with a mission. You find the kidney, you find the arteries, you ligate, suture, take it out, sew it up, and then evaluate the organ. So usually what we rely on is knowing which organ to go for before we go in and cut. So, it's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. $25 spent per woman on sexual health every year could reduce, I can't tell you how many deaths, according to the UN. $25 per year on full sexual health services. They said it would reduce mother and baby deaths. The report was by the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, and the Guttmacher Institute. Said there is a staggering lack of basic sexual and reproductive health services in developing countries, which means 225 million women who want to avoid pregnancy don't have access to modern contraceptives, and found that tens of millions of women don't receive basic pregnancy and delivery care to protect their own baby's health. You know, it's interesting. If we go back to education, I'd like to know what they're teaching in terms of sex ed in these schools. I still have women that don't understand how many orifices they have down there. I have to teach women still about anatomy. Now, I don't know if it's that they don't learn or they don't get... Now, what I did find interesting is my son in health came home saying, Mom, help me label this diagram. And the diagram was a sagittal section of a woman. And he had to label the ovary. He had to label the uterus. He had to label the vagina. He had to label that. And he was only in the seventh grade. And, you know, I'm like, you know, I hope you remember this later. You know, I mean, you've got to remember the anatomy, obviously. I mean, you know, they're learning. I did not learn it that way when I was in school. We didn't learn anything like that. When we did get sex health, the only thing I remember when I was in school about sexual health, the only thing that really struck me was the teacher had a cup of water, and she opened up a tampon, and she threw the tampon in the water. And in nuclear speed, that tampon completely expanded to the size of the cup, and not a Dixie cup. We're talking plastic cup. And I was scared. I'm like, we're supposed to put that where? And she pulls it out, and I mean, you hear us gasp, like, oh, like what? What? And so I don't even remember sexual health. Everything I learned was from Dirk. And that's not good. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Darling.
Speak. All I
do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. The only thing that's free, I'm giving a phone order on the other line, so hold on one second. I just got to get my credit card number here. Okay, yes, yeah, it's a MasterCard. It's a MasterCard? Yep. 5528-5151. Are you writing this down?
I'm on air. We got to hurry.
Just take my order down. It's a MasterCard. No, it's a MasterCard. 5528-51. No. No, that's the wrong number. You know what? I'll call you back.
I got to tell you, I'm getting nervous. I have probably given out my credit card number probably 30 times
over the phone to buy things, and I'm just a little nervous that it's out there and all over the place. So what I think I'm going to do is I want to make my shopping easier. If my credit card is already out there and somebody's already, you know, taken the information and run with it, I'm just going to put it out there. And then when I do want to buy something from Victoria's Secret or Best Buy or Amazon, I'll just tell them, go to so-and-so's website. There's the credit card. You know, charge what you want because it's out there. I'm just tired of reading these numbers over the phone. Nobody ever really listens to me. Here we are. We are talking now about depression. This is a topic that is huge this time of year because we're Christmas shopping and we're getting our credit cards hacked and we're spending all this money and then our husbands are yelling at us that we're spending all this money. And we have a study out saying 1 in 12 Americans struggle with depression. Now, when I saw this, I was like, 1 in 12? No. No, I would say 11 in 12 struggle with depression. But we're talking about moderate to severely depressed. So we're not talking about every now and then we're in a funk. Or like me, because I'm stuck with diarrhea and I'm in a bad mood all the time. We're talking about real, real depression. They said only more than one-third of those suffering from severe depression actually sought help from a mental health professional. Now, this is pretty scary. Because if we have people walking out around out there depressed, okay, what happens when you're depressed? No, not everybody has a death wish. Some may, which is scary in and of itself. But you're not paying attention. You're in a fog. You're not really caring. Now, I understand some of us in La La Land do the same thing, okay? We run around and we're like, la, 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 and we don't care either. I get that too. But when you're depressed and you're grumpy and you're brooding over something, you're not 100% all there. And that's when accidents happen. That's when bad things happen. According to Dr. Pratt, an epidemiologist at the U.S. CDC and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics, says not enough people are getting appropriate treatment for depression. People with severe depression should be getting psychotherapy. Some might need complicated medication regimens, which psychiatrists are better equipped to do, which even makes it more concerning that only 35% of people with severe depression actually have seen a mental health professional. So what we're saying is 8% of the population have really, really bad depression. Of that percentage, only a third with really bad depression has even seen somebody. Now, this is our fault as a society. How easy is it for you to pick up the phone, and how inexpensive is it for you to go and get psychotherapy or some help? It's not easy at all. No, it's not. And it's extremely expensive. Okay? Well, you know, there's some doctors on my list. I'm going to call them. Good. I want you to call the doctors on your list, and I want you to get in with a psychiatrist. Good. I get a call back from the patient. First available is 3 months from now. No. You know, I'm a family doctor. And one of the things that's extremely frustrating for me, but it's something I've, you know, revolved my practice around, is same-day appointments. And if somebody is not feeling well, physically, mentally, etc., I need to be available right then and there. If you are depressed right now, and it's December 3rd, and you are not doing well, you really want to wait till March 3rd to be seen? But it's not the psychiatrist's fault. There's not enough of them. All right, so let's get some therapists. Open up the therapists. Okay, great. We got therapists out there. God bless them. Got a lot of psychotherapists out there. Cognitive therapists, psychotherapists, behavioral therapists. Great. Okay, do we have a lot of them? No. Are they covered by your insurance? Many not. So how much do they charge? Well, if they're going to sit there for an hour with you, all right, and they can only basically see maybe 8 or 7 clients a day, it's not going to be $25. It's going to be kind of expensive. So we don't have enough people out there, and it's expensive. And then on top of that, you have the stigma attached. Many of us from old school thinking, okay, will never, ever go to a psychiatrist. Never. We will never, ever, ever, ever. We don't want there to be a chart. We don't want somebody writing anything down about us. We don't want somebody coming up with a diagnosis. We don't want people thinking we went to a quote-unquote shrink. Now, that's bad, and that's our fault. In the 70s and 80s and probably even before that, we made going to a psychiatrist look bad. And it isn't. It isn't a bad thing. These are the guys that can help you. Every one of my patients who went and saw therapy and saw therapy or saw their psychiatrist were very, very pleased with their care and got better. You gotta get that out of your mind. But now we have another issue. Now we have an issue of privacy, labels, etc. And I have still a current population that does not want anything being written down that they believe is subjective. So, for example, they go to a doctor. I told you I had a listener that wrote me. She had to take her kid in for some learning objectives or whatever. And the psychiatrist tried to say he was ADD and a variety of other things. It's like, wait a second here. Okay, don't be labeling my kid. Don't be starting to put diagnoses. Apparently, people will take a doctor's word over yours. So you have people out there scared to death to actually have something written down about them that is one doctor's opinion. Then they need to go and find another doctor saying, look, you get this out of his record. You know you can't expunge the record, but can you say this isn't him? He doesn't have oppositional defiant or OCD or this and that. So it's a very, very frustrating field for everybody involved. The psychiatrists and psychologists need to do their work, and they do a damn good job. They assess what's going on, and because the medical system demands and the pain system and the coding system demands a diagnosis, they put one down. And they put down the diagnosis that you fall under. Maybe you do have OCD. Maybe you do have attention deficit. Maybe you are a little histrionic. Who cares? All right? We all have a little bit of everything. So they write that down, etc. All right? And people are afraid to get care. They're drinking themselves into a stupor, or they're doing drugs, or they're eating themselves out of house and home, or they're spending money, or they're quitting their job, or they're losing their job, they're losing their spouse, because they don't want to get help. All right? It is our job as family members and friends to say, look, I'll go with you. And did you notice I haven't brought up taking pills? I know. Even though I love pharmaceuticals, I haven't even brought that up yet. Do many people need a medication? Absolutely. We're finding more and more that some of you are low on serotonin. Some of you are low in thyroid. Some of you are anemic. Some of you are low in B12. Some of you are eating carbs all the time. That's messing with you. Now, what are the symptoms of depression? According to the U.S. National Institute of Mental Health, it's being constantly anxious, feeling hopeless, feeling worthlessness, guilty, lacking energy, losing interest, oversleeping, undersleeping, having trouble concentrating, making decisions, restlessness, irritable, not eating, overeating, changes in appetite and weight, thoughts of death or suicide attempts. Also, even though they don't mention this, hurting others physically or mentally, you lash out at other people. So, we're also looking at kids, too, and teenagers. What have you done to fight depression? DrDahlia.com. Tell us what's going on. Or 1-877-DocDahlia. What was the most effective thing to help get you out of your funk? 1-877-DocDahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ever need direction or guidance? Ask the Light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the Light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the Light. Ask the Light miracle cards from AskTheLight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53-card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom, easy-carry box. Ask the Light miracle cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family too. Ask the Light miracle cards at AskTheLight.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
They're saying 8% of us are severely depressed, third of us not getting treatment. I think more of us are getting depressed, and we've been coping. So the question I put out there was, what are you guys doing to cope with your depression? What's worked? Was it a medication? Was it the therapy? Was it making the mother-in-law move out of the house? What did it? What worked? Now, we got this email, not today. This was a previous email from Trey. He writes, I've used marijuana for years to cope with my depression, but my doctor says it's causing my depression. How could this be? See, I only use it at night, and it helps me sleep. Trey goes into talking about, you know, how the marijuana helps him, etc. And so his question obviously wasn't for what we were talking about today. His question is, you know, is marijuana helping him with depression? Why would his doctor say it causes depression? Absolutely, marijuana causes depression. I never, ever would have thought when I was in training that I would be telling people to use marijuana or medical marijuana for depression. But Trey's not the only one that admits this. Many people are telling me that they're using marijuana for their depression. I was always under the assumption, and we have studies to prove it, that marijuana causes depression. So for those of you who say the marijuana is helping you with your depression, why would that work? Do I believe it? I actually do believe it, but I'm believing what's possibly happening is there's a short-term benefit, but a long-term risk. All right, maybe what's happening is the marijuana offers a distraction. Okay, when we treat you for depression, many of the things, and I've given you guys lots of little tips on how to deal with depression, okay? Like one such thing, for example, okay, one of my favorite all-time videos that makes me just bust up laughing is Eddie Murphy's Delirious Stand-Up. And it's on Netflix. So I have it there, and if I'm ever in a grumpy mood, I just quickly turn it on, see one of my favorite scenes, which is the favorite bit, is where his aunt is falling down the stairs. You know, oh, Lord, help me, I'm falling down the stairs, you know, and just falling down the stairs and making all the sound. Boo, 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 boo. Okay, that always, like, gets me in a good mood. All right, distraction. All right, so now I tell people, have your favorite song, have a favorite clip of a movie ready to go in your VCR, DVD, Netflix, etc. I used to say VCR, but nobody has VCRs anymore, etc. So, distraction. So maybe you're lighting up, sitting there, smoking, etc., provides distraction, okay? People who are depressed can't sleep, or they have trouble sleeping, etc. So if you can't sleep, that relaxes you, lets you go to sleep, etc. Some people that have depression, they don't eat. When they don't eat, they get depressed. They're tired. They're malnourished, etc. Maybe when you smoke marijuana, maybe you get an appetite. Maybe you feel like eating. Maybe you giggle. Who knows? So short term, the high may do that. Just like a lot of drugs. Okay? A lot of people that do drugs have underlying psychiatric disorders, bipolar, mania, depression, etc. And they turn to the drug because it gets them out of it. When I get into a funk, if I'm starting to have a bad day, if I'm noticing my mood fall, I immediately run to chocolate. I always have chocolate stored somewhere in my office. Unless my kids eat it or the staff eats it and then somebody gets fired. But I have chocolate in special places. And I never realized why I always had to have a store of chocolate. Because I guess that's my go-to. So if I start to feel sad because I had to tell somebody that they had cancer, or if, I don't know, my mother called or texted me or made me mad, or I don't know, I looked at myself in the mirror and I saw an extra chin, I run to my little private stash of chocolate. All right? So we all cope with something. Some of you go to the video games. Like, you know what? I'm in a funk. I'm going to go to a video game. And that's not the most unhealthy response. It's a very instinctive response. You could sit and brood and wallow, or you could try to get yourself out of that situation and distract or change your train of thought, and then you can move on and go about your life laterally. The problem is what do you choose? Are you going to sit and play video games all night? Am I going to eat chocolate to the point where I'm overweight and getting diabetes? Are you going to drink yourself into a stupor? Are you going to snort blow or drop some shrooms or do ecstasy or whatever? Are you going to smoke pot? Start losing memory, you know, et cetera. And all these things can also lead to depression. Those of you that play chronic video games, you suffer from depression. Those of us that eat too much chocolate or gain weight or suffer from obesity, we get depressed. Those of you who do pot, those of you who do drugs, drink too much, get depressed. So as you can see, the long term, there is no long term fix with any of these for depression. Okay? Now, one of you will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, what about medication? All right? Isn't medication a quick fix? So you're popping a legal chemical as opposed to doing something illegal to your body. All right? What is that? Well, you actually have a point. If I give somebody an antidepressant, do they still, in the long run, suffer from depression? They may biologically actually still have the quote-unquote disease of depression. I'm hoping that they take the pharmaceutical correctly, that they don't suffer from symptoms of it. But if I take that medication away, or if they lose their health insurance, or they lose their job, they can't afford to buy the medication, are they in a funk? Are they in a worse depression than when they started? Many times, yes. Now, a lot of these medications tout that they will make you better. You'll be on the medications, and then many times the depression will go away, all right? You could be, quote-unquote, cured from depression. In some instances, that's correct. It all depends on why you were depressed, okay? If you were depressed because life really dealt you a bad hand of cards, okay? You got dumped, divorced, cheated on, etc. You had to get through the divorce. You had to get through the proceedings, etc. Bad job. You got fired, etc. You start taking the medications, all right? You know, you get some energy back. You go out there. You're dating again. You get a new job. Your life, your environment is changing. You don't really need the medication anymore. You got out of the funk. Your environment changed. You're good. All right? A lot of those people know they don't need their medications for life. But if your life is going great, my husband's good, my wife is great, my job is good, my kids are good, the dog hasn't taken a dump in the house, in-laws are great, everything's good, I'm loving my life, but you're in a funk and you're like, I don't know why I'm in a funk. And we find out it's endocrinologic, it's hormonal, it's serotonin related, whatever. Then if that's your genetic makeup or your biology, etc., that's going to be with you for life. So it's also the doctor or medical provider's job to figure out why you are depressed. Okay? So I would suggest strongly that before you end this show going, well, that's not me, I'm not depressed, stop and take a look at your activity. I am 43 years old. I didn't realize why I have stores of chocolate until this year. Now, I don't suffer from depression. I don't think I do. I'm pretty happy or whatever. But I definitely have a coping mechanism that could probably be a little better. Okay? I go to my chocolate. And that's how I could go from a sad patient or an emotionally trying patient and something that made me almost bring me to tears to be able to quickly go into the next room all cheerful and be happy for that next patient. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-726-9415. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-726-9415. That's 1-800-726-9415. Call 1-800-726-9415.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.